Good morning. Wow, I think two people answered me, but we've got no time, so I'm moving on. Hey, you may have noticed, this may have been on your radar, maybe not. We're excited you're here with us this morning, whether in person or if you're joining us online at the live stream. I looked at the wrong camera. There you are. We're excited you're here because this is a special Sunday. Yesterday, our student mission teams returned from their four different destinations: North Carolina, Detroit, Michigan, Puerto Rico, and Belize. We had 138 students and leaders on our mission trips this year, which was amazing. Yeah. That applause brings me to my next point. Here's how the format today is going to work. Instead of one person up here pontificating for a whole long time, we're going to let each one of these kids share for 1 minute. And they're being asked to answer two questions. What was their favorite moment on the trip? And what did God teach them this past week? Now, you are going to feel compelled to clap for each kid. Do not do that, because there are 109 kids that are going to share between these two services. And just do the math on 20 seconds of applause per kid, and we will be here until dinner. All right? So what I want you to do is these nine will share, and at the end, when Aiden finishes, you can clap for all nine of them as they go to take their seat. I think that'll work out for everyone, right? All right. Hey, speaking of these nine, we had a seventh and eighth grade mission trip to North Carolina. That was our biggest team, 44 people. Can all the North Carolina people stand up for just a moment, including the leaders? Yeah. This was our seventh and eighth grade team, and they're going to kick us off this morning with their stories.
Hi, my name is Maya. I am 13 years old, and my favorite part of the trip is probably worshiping God every night, singing as loud as we could, whether it was at the lake, the gym, or screaming it on the way home from the beach in the van. Every night we were singing, I felt so close and connected to everyone through God, and I felt God moving in so many ways. Something God taught me during the trip was to always trust Him. During the trip, I realized that God does everything for a reason and that He has a plan for me. A verse that stuck with me during the week was John 13:7. You do not realize what I'm doing now, but later you will understand.
Hi, everyone. My name is Lydia Bird, and this was my first mission trip. My favorite memory from this trip was one evening behind a building. Evan, Keeley, and I were singing. I was playing on the guitar, and they were both singing. In that moment, I felt so close to God, and their voices were just so beautiful. One thing God taught me on this trip was humility and content and gratefulness for what I have. Some of the kids at the VBS we did only wanted hugs, and when we hugged them, they were so grateful, which made me realize how fortunate I am compared to some other people.
Hello, my name is Bree Knight, and this is my second mission trip. I learned a lot on this trip to North Carolina. Over the course of this trip, God taught me to have more patience toward children. I gained more confidence by talking to strangers. My two favorite memories were finding a bunch of almost expired food that was free to take and trying it all together. I enjoyed every minute of this mission trip, from getting sunburned at the beach to the crazy children at VBS. The entire week brought me closer to my peers and, most importantly, to God.
Hi, my name is Nathan. This is my first ever mission trip. It was fun. And one thing God has taught me was about serving people. Serving the Lord is important, even if we worked a lot and distributed foods to families. God also taught me to take care for others, especially for ones that are struggling. One of my favorite moments are working with the kids at VBS and worshiping the Lord and singing songs, also painting a house. Matthew 20:28 says, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many.
My name is Julie Figueroa, and I'm 13 years old.
I made a lot of great memories during this trip, but my favorite one has to be either when a bunch of the girls worshipped in the sanctuary in the middle of the night, or when me, Annika, Maggie, and Maya dragged Danny and her bed into the hole at like 1 a.m. One thing I learned about God this week is that he works through unexpected people in unexpected ways, and even though I don't feel important, he can still use me in his plan.
Hi, my name is Caleb. My favorite part of the mission trip was probably singing in the car or at the church. God taught me a lot of patience while at VBS with the 1- and 5-year-olds while they were crying and stuff.
My name is Eli, and my favorite moment was having fun and praising God at the lake. Praying with Jaden in the water with the sunset behind us is something I'll never forget. One thing God taught me is to not judge others and respect everyone. Seeing people from all backgrounds worship the Lord showed me that we're all equal under the eyes of the Lord.
Hi, my name is Isaac. I'm 14. My favorite part of the trip was probably going to Lake Whack-A-Mole and just playing around there and then doing devotions and then worship. And something God taught me was that his plan's the best plan because I didn't really want to do VBS. I didn't want to mess with little kids crying and stuff. I didn't really want to do that. But then after it, I had a lot of fun. And yeah.
Hello, my name is Aiden. My favorite part about this mission trip was doing devotions at the lake. It was like magic. I just had a lot of fun time. And something that God taught me is probably being patient for people and like just helping, serving God.
All right, go ahead and get sit down.
All right. Well, the second half of our North Carolina 9 a.m. speakers comes to the stage and the worship team takes their place. I just want to mention Matt Spanakis led the North Carolina team. He's been on staff the last couple of years with our student ministry team. And he ended up with our biggest team this year, so I really appreciate all the work he did with that team. All right. Go ahead and come on up and make a line right across here. This is when they all debate over who's going to take this spot next to me and get the mic. They're like, wait a minute, we didn't do the math on that. All right. Looks like it's you.
Hi, my name is Ella O'Hara, and this is my second mission trip. My favorite moment on the mission trip was helping with the VBS. I got to see the kids engaging in the lessons, songs, and all the other activities. Even though it was tiresome running after the kids, it was all worth it to see them learning and growing in their faith. On this trip, God has taught me how much more grateful I have to be. Seeing all the people who had much less but still enjoyed it more than I ever had made me realize how good I have it. We even met people who were happy just to be given a hug, even though they might have needed much more than that. Overall, I enjoyed all the fun we had at the lake, beach, and growing in our faith together.
Hello, everyone. My name is Keely Schultz, and my favorite memory from the missions trip was worshiping with my two great friends, Lydia and Evan. This was on a random Wednesday night, and we asked Matt if Lydia could borrow his guitar and we could worship outside. He said yes, so the three of us went behind the shower trailer and just started worshiping God for the rest of the night. We had so much fun and we all really connected. I made some amazing friends that night. Something God has taught me this week was patience. During this week, our team was studying the book of Micah. Micah chapter 7, verse 7 says, "But I will look to the Lord, I will wait for the God of my salvation, my God will hear me." This really connected with me during this trip, and I realized even though we might not see him or hear him or feel him constantly, that doesn't mean that he's not there. God has shown me to be patient through the kids at VBS, through friends and family, and through him.
Hi, my name is Taylor Rhodes, and I'm an upcoming eighth grader. This was my first mission trip, and my favorite memory was serving God with my friends on Wednesday in Taper City, when we found a way to still mess around and have fun while getting everything done. God taught me that it isn't always all fun and games and serving him, and that you have to put in a lot of work and effort, but it's always worth it.
Hi, my name is Danielle Roth, and I'm 14 years old. I have a lot of good memories from this trip, but my favorite was on Monday at Tabor City. After a full day there, the kids from VBS had just been dropped off with us. A couple of us had walked the kids up to the house, and I was holding Grayson's hand, and Tristan was close by. When they were about to go inside, they both gave me hugs. I thought this was special because I had never even seen them before, but since I had walked them up to the house, they both gave me hugs. Something God taught me this trip was that I have a lot more than other people and that I should be grateful for what I have.
Hi, my name is Caleb, and this was my first mission trip. My favorite part was probably at VBS. I was in the Bible lesson group, so I was teaching kids the gospel, and it was really, like, beautiful to see them, like, accepting God and praising Him. And God definitely taught me patience while they were, like, trying to pull the fire alarm and climb in on poles. But He also taught me to be grateful for what I have, because we served people food who were they didn't have much, and it showed me to be grateful for what I have.
Hello, everyone. I'm Cole Miller, and just recently I went to Whiteville, North Carolina, with others from Brandywine Valley Church on a missions trip. This trip was full of fun and excitement, but also teamwork and hardship. My favorite part of this trip was the second time the group went to Lake Waccamaw. This is my favorite because we all did our Devo books together. The atmosphere was full of joy, passion, and peace. During this trip, the Lord put me through trials and tribulations to help me learn perseverance. Before this trip, and even after, I have and do struggle with the sin of sloth. This has always been something I've struggled with, and I believe recently, the Lord has been giving me ways to get out of it. Finally, I want to thank all from Brandywine Valley Church and Praying Pelicans Missions who helped allow me to go on this trip.
Good morning, I'm TJ Crowley, and this year I went on a missions trip to Whiteville, North Carolina. And while my team did a lot for the community, I mainly helped with the nearby church's VBS. On this missions trip, I had many amazing experiences, but my favorite experience was probably when two girls named Coco and Bella came up and hugged me. Coco and Bella were two children that attended the VBS that I was helping to run. And I'm so glad that God allowed me to make that connection with those two children. One thing that God taught me on this missions trip was patience. I had the 1 to 5-year-olds. That's who I was teaching. They were a handful. But while teaching the VBS, as the week went on, I did see an improvement in my patience with the kids, which is so important because it allowed me to make important connections with each and every one of the children that attended the VBS.
My name is Jaden, and I'm 14, and this is my second mission trip. On the mission trip to North Carolina, I had some fun moments like going to the beach or going to Lake Waccamaw to do devotionals. And I've had some boring moments, like waking up to burnt breakfast and I don't know. But my favorite moment was when we went to a warehouse to serve families in need, kind of like a food bank. And it was my favorite moment because we served around like 46 families, and not one of them was like, every single one of them left with a smile. So God taught me that, like, no matter how bad that you think your life could be, someone may always have it worse, and it just takes a little to put a smile on their face. And He also taught me that, like I have a little bit of problems, and God taught me that even if you have problems, if you work for the Lord, He will put peace in your heart.
I'm Jason Willie, and this is my first mission trip. My favorite moment was probably when we put hot sauce in Isaac's drink, and he drank it. when God taught me patience, because working with the little kids, when to wait for them to all listen or sit down while we were trying to get them to play a game, and they were like running around and just wanted to keep getting water.
All right, go ahead and sit down. Our ninth grade team was a team that went to Detroit. It was led by Jake and Allison Brown. I'm gonna ask the whole team to stand up while the group that are gonna speak, go ahead and come on up and join me on the platform. While they get into position right here across, right on this line between the two pieces of tape, I wanna ask all of you to fill out a survey for me. A few weeks ago, I asked you to fill out a survey about a potential service layout in the fall when we need to make the transition to three services. Our church has grown so much, and it's such an exciting transition that we're gonna be making. We wanna do a second survey about an alternate service layout plan to see how that would work out with the congregation as well. So I wanna ask all of you, scan the QR code or put your hand up. We've got some ushers with paper surveys. We wanna ask everyone to fill one out. It'll really help us to kind of make the best decision about the fall, to let us know which way will best kind of even out the services and meet the needs of our growing church. And we're gonna leave the QR code up there for a few minutes so you guys can do that as our Detroit team starts to share with us.
Hi, my name is Samuel Bird. This is my third mission trip. And a moment where I saw God on the trip, or something I learned about God, is that he always puts you someplace for a reason. You're always there for a reason. So the church we were staying at was a really old building, and one night after an already very busy day, there was a bad thunderstorm, and the church flooded, so the ground, like floor, flooded. But we were there, and we were able to clean it up and ensure that almost no damage was caused, which if we hadn't been there, it would have just been like three guys from the church spending the next 3 days cleaning up all the water and drying everything out. So even though that was a bad thing, it really felt like God was using us to make something good out of it. And my favorite moment on the trip was probably when me and a couple of other guys were taking carpet that we were ripping out of a school out to the dumpster, and we were taking in these big carts, and on the way back, we would push each other in the carts and see how fast we could go.
Hi, my name is Charity Glavin. I'd say my favorite part of this trip was packaging plums for basically like a food pantry where we were getting like a certain amount of plums in bags, and the conversations was my favorite conversations of the whole trip. But I'd say something that God taught me was to not just look at yourself, remember to look around, because you'll miss God working in everybody around you, and you'll miss the wonderful things happening all times.
Hi, my name is Lucas Shank. This is my second mission trip, and my favorite part of the trip was when we did our grill walk with Northline Church. A grill walk is when they basically put a grill on the back of a trailer, and we got to grill up hot dogs and hamburgers and hand them out to people who needed them. And it was just really nice to see the little kids' smiles as they got free food and their faces light up. Something God taught me on the trip is that he is always our home, and that the world will provide us murky water to drink, but God will always give us that clear crystal water.
Hi, my name is Rachel. Probably my favorite moment on the trip would probably be during the grill walk when me and a few others got to pray for a man who witnessed and shared about how the church we were helping really impacted the community in a great way. And something that God taught me would probably be that your plans aren't always gonna go things aren't always going to go the way you plan because we need to learn to trust him because oftentimes, because of the weather, we would have to skip, we wouldn't be able to do a certain job or we wouldn't be able to go to a certain place for our fun day, so yeah.
Hi, my name is Jordan Figueroa. This is my third missions trip, and my favorite moment of this trip was just meeting all the new people that got to go on a missions trip for the first time and becoming really good friends with them and strengthening my friendships with the people that I already knew. One thing God taught me is that I don't have to be perfect and I don't have to change myself for anyone. And no matter what I do, as long as I'm being myself and doing what I do for God, that everything will be okay. And the only person's opinion or opinion on what I do or how I act is God's.
Hi, my name is Zaya. My favorite moment from this trip was the Sunday sermon. That really hit me hard. And then God taught me to be flexible and have patience.
Hi, I'm London. My favorite moment, this is my third mission trip, and my favorite moment on this trip was going to Detroit in the city area and being in this park, and then from across the river, we could see Canada, so that was really cool. And then something God taught me is that I can always depend on him, and he will always satisfy me, and that he has a plan for me.
My name is Jacob. This was my second missions trip. My favorite part of the trip was when we were at a food pantry at the church. We were carrying boxes out for people. And me and Lucas carried a box out for this woman, and we prayed with her after we put the boxes in her car. And after we prayed, she said she got goosebumps down her back, and I was just really cool to see that God could use us to reach out to that woman. And then later that day, God taught me that he's always working when the church flooded. I was wondering why did all of the work, all the closets and rooms that we just cleaned out, just get flooded and soaking wet? Because all of our work just got reversed. I was why did this happen? But then our leader, Phil, was talking about it, and he brought it to my attention. I think the Holy Spirit was definitely talking through him, that we were there. If we weren't there, it would have been way worse. So.
Hi, my name is Tyrell. I'm going into my freshman year of college. This is my second admissions trip. And something that God's taught me that no matter what, you always look out for your friends. And my favorite part, I would say, was definitely getting to see Canada across the river.
Hi, my name is Luke Fraser. This is my third mission trip. My favorite part of the mission trip was when all the boys, we got together. We had a really long talk, and it meant a lot to me. We got a lot off our chest and just everything we talked about. And that really made me feel like we went from, friends to, brothers in Christ. And something God taught me was that, if, you're ever feeling, bored while you're working, or it just, doesn't feel like you're really doing a lot or you really mean anything to people, that those people could have been praying for that to happen, for you to work and help them, and that it just means so much to them, and that's really all that matters.
I'm TJ Trusky. This is my first missions trip, and my favorite part was weed whacking for 5 hours with Lucas at a church that definitely needed it. And something God taught me was to not always assume that every adult is a Christian. Me and Ezra were on a walk handing out flyers for an event that the church had, and we ran into this one woman. We talked to her for 15 minutes, and she was telling us that she was saved, but pretty much everyone else on the street wasn't. So it was just interesting to talk to her and see what she said. So.
You guys can go sit down. Thank you.
you. For those of you that did the paper survey, you can leave them in the offering boxes at the end of the worship service when we finish. But I'm going to ask the Puerto Rico team to stand up. They were led by Melissa Stein. She's been on staff for a number of years now, working with me with the student ministry. With the half of you that are speaking this hour, go ahead and come on up and take your place on the line. We might need to make two lines of you guys to fit between the tape. So maybe some of you can stand behind the front row. Or we will squeeze in. It'll be amazing. All right, here you go.
Hi, I'm Claire. This is my second missions trip. And one of my favorite parts of the trip was just meeting all the people in Puerto Rico, especially the kids at VBS. And something God taught me was that everyone can worship differently, and we can all speak different languages, but it's all for the same God.
Hi, my name is Dalton. One thing that God told me over this trip was that someone will always have less than you, but if you show them that you care about them, it could give them hope to push through the tough times. My favorite part of this mission trip was helping out a nursing home.
Hi, I'm Xander Spinakis. I'm going into my junior year of high school, and this is my fourth mission trip. My favorite part of the trip was the beach. The water was so nice and everything was super beautiful. And the moment I saw God was in the nursing home that we worked at, just like Dalton, this nursing home consisted of almost entirely elderly people who were crippled in some way. For example, one of the ladies that I had a great conversation with was an elderly woman with no legs. Furthermore, the living circumstances were not great. One of the ways that we were serving during our time there was by setting up TVs. However, most, if not all, the TVs were broken in some way or wouldn't turn on. After we had finished serving at this nursing home and left, Christian, our Praying Pelicans leader, asked us to think about what God's plan for us was in coming to this place, because out of our team, only around a group of five people had gone to this one location. We'd only gone there once. So clearly God had a plan for us in this. And after thinking about it, it dawned on me that God had called me to love these people specifically, who are sort of at the lowest point in our society. They're crippled, they're old, and they're not great financially. I realized that if God had called me to love these people, then he's also calling me to love everyone, regardless of what I think about them, their status, my grudges against them. So I should be loving everyone.
My name is Tanner Brazelton, and this is my fourth mission trip. One of my favorite moments and something God taught me actually happened together. On our first day of service work, we were doing a VBS, and I was struggling to connect with the kids due to the language barrier. So I was trying to figure out how God wanted me to serve. But while the kids played games outside, I was in the back taking photos, and this little boy left the games to come over to me and indicated that he was interested in my camera, and we spent the next 20 minutes just playing with the camera. And this continued through the rest of the trip with a lot of the kids showing interest in the camera and wanting photos taken of them. Through these interactions, God taught me that he will use me as I am to serve, and I don't need to do anything but be myself for God to use me.
Good morning, church. My name is Jacob Anderson, and this is my fourth missions trip with Brandywine. One of my favorite memories on this trip is hanging out with the kids in VBS. I had many crazy moments with the kids, but a few that stick out to me are dumping buckets of water on them in games, being Father Abraham in the songs, teaching them the gospel and the Bible lessons, and getting smacked in the face with a basketball after I scored a three, or seeing them make a cat do a double backflip. And let's just say that cat got some airtime. And then something that God taught me is to pray for the little things as much as the big things, because on day one of VBS, no kids showed up at the beginning. So we decided to pray, right? And right as Melissa said, amen, three kids came running in the door. And Ephesians 6:18 says, pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. This verse says that believers should engage in constant prayer, big or small. God heard our prayer and answered it right away. Don't feel upset, though, if he doesn't answer it right away or even at all. Even if a prayer is not answered in the way we expect it, it is still heard and acknowledged by God. So as you go throughout your week, I challenge you to go into your prayer. Just go to prayer in all that you do, whether it's big or small, because praying consistently is not so God will hear us, but so we will finally hear God. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Chase Abley, and this was my first mission trip. My favorite moment on this trip was making so many friends, and not just from the group I was with, but with kids from the community my age. It was also really cool to see common interests between us all, even though we're miles apart. And something God taught me on this trip that stood out the most was how teamwork really makes the dream work. When my group went to a house that needed work on the lawn, my group was able to get it done in a short amount of time using teamwork. And as this may have been a fun and fairly easy task for us, it would have taken a long time for the owners to do it all. So I'm glad we were able to make a change.
Hi, my name is Rebecca Intrakin. Some of my favorite moments were the worship service on Sunday, because like it would get really crazy and you could see the joy of the Lord on their faces. And probably at the rainforest too, like when we were playing in the waterfall, I accidentally fell off a rock. That was pretty funny. Something God taught me was probably like perspective and stuff, because to us, the VBS was probably a normal thing because we do this yearly. But for the kids, it might have been the experience of a lifetime that they may never get again.
Hello, my name is Owen. And the story that I'm going to say is both my, like, God moment and my favorite thing. So when we went to the, like, elderly home where they're, like, helping people that can't really do their things in their life, they need, like, extra assistance and things, we were tasked with cleaning up these TVs that obviously had not been taken care of in a very long time. And I really like to do things with technology, so this was like right up my alley. So we went up there and we started like taking the things out of their like little boxes and stuff, and we untangled all the cords. When we got there, they had one working TV, and by the time that we left, they had three working TVs. So seeing the joy on the people's faces made my trip. And then one of the people was like, "Thank you so much," and he actually spoke decent English for not it being his first language, but he said thank you so much, and then he prayed over me in specific because I had sat there making sure the box worked and all of that. So
my name is Luke, and my favorite moment from the trip was when we were passing out the food bags that we had packaged, and we went into this woman named Wilma's house, and we just all like gathered around her. And she just started like telling us all about her health and like her living conditions and stuff, and like the community around her. And then we all gathered around her and prayed, and that was really cool. And something God taught me is that he's the same God. It doesn't matter like the country or the different languages, it's all the same person.
Hi, my name is Josie Fraser, and this is my fourth missions trip. My favorite moment on this trip was on the drive to the rainforest. A group in our van was singing worship the whole time. We put on Caleb and sang every song with a reminder that God is in control and loves us. Something God taught me is that there is nothing he can't do. When we were helping at the VBS, the kids were able to praise and worship the Lord with us, even with a language barrier. This shows me how powerful God is because we were still able to teach the kids the gospel.
Hi, my name is Carrie, and this is my fourth mission trip. One of my favorite moments from this trip was when we were at a youth service from the church we were attending. We had just got back from a long day of service, so most of us were exhausted and not very excited for the service. We had no idea what to expect, but as soon as we got there, we were greeted warmly and began talking and connecting with the youth group there. We were able to share our testimonies, special God moments, and our favorite Bible verses. At the end of the night, we started a time of worship, and by the last song, everyone was singing, dancing, and clapping to I Thank God, even though the youth there couldn't even understand it. It was such a joyful moment and truly amazing to bond over worship with the church. And something that God taught me on this trip was that God has a plan, and he is in control of everything, so much so that during the creation of the world, he had us in mind. It was very comforting for me to realize that even when our plans don't go as expected, he always has a plan and knows what is going to happen.
Hello, my name is Stephanie Leach. There were genuinely so many amazing parts of this trip, but one memory that will stick out to me forever is getting to play with a young kid named Dylan during the VBS. He immediately clung to me, and we spent lots of time dancing together. During one song, he would get down to go over and dance with another girl, and then come back running to me every time with his arms stretched high. On this trip, God really showed me that our service and worship to him doesn't have to be extravagant. All he wants is obedience and a true love for him. The Puerto Rican service was not perfect at all, but all that mattered was that their love for the Lord was so evident. Even throughout the VBS, we were planning cool new games, dances, and complex lessons, but the kids literally screamed in excitement just to play Duck Duck Goose, or as they said, Pato Pato Ganso. It was a reminder that God truly only cares about our heart, not the show that we put on.
Hi, my name is Becca Haney, and this is my second missions trip. There are so many stories and memories that were made this year, and I would love to share all of them with you, but sadly I can't. So I'll share a few of my favorites. These include blasting music in the van, going to the beach, exploring Old San Juan, painting the basketball court, and laughing so hard at night because we were so overtired that Hadley had to calm us down by reading us bedtime stories. Yes, all these memories were fun and memorable, but something even more valuable that I was able to take away from this trip is that God put me on this trip for a reason, even when I wasn't sure about going. I made many friends on this trip that all point me to the Lord, and I will truly value the friendships made on this trip that will help me lean on the Lord and direct me in his way. Overall, I'm very happy with my decision to go on this trip. It was a lot of fun.
Can I ask the Belize team to stand up? This was my team. All right. And the half that are speaking this hour, go ahead and come on up and get between these two pieces of tape. All right.
Hi, I'm Robbie. My favorite part of the missions trip was swimming with the sharks and stingrays and making friends. Something God taught me was that he works in mysterious ways, so have faith and trust that he has a purpose and a plan for you.
Hi, my name is Brooke. This is my third missions trip. On this trip, one of my favorite moments was our Wednesday night youth group that we attended. I was sitting next to this girl named Katie, and she was really quiet the whole time, so I wasn't really sure, like, if she's going to get to know me, if she's going to get to talk to me, but McNutt had a game for us to play, and it was an icebreaker, and we had fun answering the questions, and then I got to know her a little bit more, and I learned she really loves to crochet, and at the end of the night, I was able to get her Instagram, so I'm able to still communicate with her, even though we live in different countries. And one thing that God taught me on this trip was to give grace to people when they need it, because even though you might be having a bad day, somebody else might also be having a bad day, and just because you're having a bad day doesn't mean you can be rude to them, and that's something I personally struggle with.
My name is Patrick Ross, and this is my third mission trip. My favorite moment on the trip was when me and a couple of my friends went to our Belizean leader's room. His name was Darwin, and we had a super deep faith talk, and then after he prayed for like each and every single one of us, and just getting to see and experience that was like one of the best experiences on the trip. And my favorite moment ties in with the one thing God has taught me over the trip, and that one thing is that God can use certain people to spread his word.
My name is Danny Kay. This is my fourth missions trip. My favorite thing on the trip was getting to know all the kids in VBS, but most importantly, Jameer. Jameer was a kid who I came in, and first day he was getting picked on, but I don't understand. This kid was like the nicest guy ever, so funny, and just building a relationship with him over the week. Every time, he would be one of the first kids to come up and hug me and say hi. It was pretty hard leaving him at the end of the week, but building that relationship and jumpstarting that relationship with God and him was had a pretty big impact on me. And one thing that God taught me was that God works through every single person in this room, every single person in Belize, every person in the world. You just got to believe in him, and he'll pull through.
My name is Ian. This was my very first mission trip. My favorite part of the trip was serving in VBS. I was on the crafts team. And every time the kids came in, they were so excited just to be there, full of joy, incredibly polite, and really eager to participate. And being able to interact with them was just a blessing. And what God taught me on the trip is that serving others is one of the clearest ways we can show his love through service. We don't only just meet physical needs. We open hearts, build trust, and reflect the love of and character of Christ. I saw firsthand that when we give our time and effort selflessly, God uses that to point others toward him.
Hi, my name is Gigi Hoffman. This is my fourth mission trip. Something God taught me on this trip was he can use like others to like move you, and that he's just really all powerful, and like don't underestimate him. And that kind of just ties into my favorite moment. My favorite moment was I had such a big God moment. One of our praying Pelican leaders, his name is Darwin. He was sharing his testimony, and I was like not really listening at first, but then I started paying attention, and he was saying some things that I kind of related to. And then he asked me, he was like, hey, Gigi, like, can I make an example out of you? And I was like, oh, yeah, sure. And I thought he just meant like he wanted to pray over me. But then he started like saying things to me that like I've only ever said to God, like personal things, like my cries to God, like he started like saying those to me. And I was just like so like mind blown, like there's no way like he would have known this. Like he lives in Belize and like I don't, so like he wouldn't have known this at all. And I'd only known him for like a few days at this point. And then he came over and he like put his hand on me and he prayed over me. And I just like felt this like electric like heat all through my body. And it just like, I just truly felt God, like God was there in that moment. And it was just like so like cool, because before the trip and during the trip, I was just praying like, God, like I need a big God moment. I need you to show yourself to me, because like I have not been feeling him at all. And so that was just like such like a special moment, and that was just like a really cool thing. And yeah.
Hello, my name is Paige Teal. This is my third missions trip. My favorite part from this missions trip was we had the opportunity to go to Key Calker, and we got to snorkel, and it was like the coolest thing ever. It just was like a never-ending aquarium. It was awesome. And my favorite, or my some way that I saw God was throughout the trip. Our group really embodied the body of Christ. There, everybody used their gift in the way that they could. For example, like some were ministering, some were lifting things, some were doing music, some were, I don't know, like we just all did our part and we all did things to the glory of God. It's really cool.
Hi, my name's Ella Burns. This was my first missions trip, and my favorite moment of the trip was VBS and making connections with all the kids and making friends throughout the week. Something God taught me was how he can bring anyone together, and he did that this week.
Hello, my name is Blake, and this is my fourth mission trip, and it was really hard to think about which one part was my favorite, but if I would have to say one, it would be getting to know this little kid named David. He was the happiest kid I've ever seen, and he made me this really nice bracelet once, but me and him connected really well. Anyways, something God like showed me was how deep like faith can go, and the things that are possible when you're like deeply rooted within your deeply rooted in faith, things that are possible. And I just thought it was really cool. It made me want to be like this guy named Darwin.
Hi, my name is Sophia Gregg, and this is my fourth mission trip. Something that God taught me was that I need to start putting my faith first, trusting Him, and giving God all my fears and worries, because one thing I learned is that God is in control, and I need to start letting God control my life and not letting fear and anxiety take over. One of my favorite moments was when me and my group got to go to Key Cocker and we got to go snorkeling with sharks and stingrays. And at first I was really nervous because, you know, like we're swimming with the sharks and stingrays. But then I just decided to pray to God, give Him my fears, and I ended up having the best time.
Hi, my name is North Joyce, and my favorite moment was when I was on work crew. And I was getting really tired, so I went to take a water break, and one of the kids asked to play catch, so I went in and played catch with him, and then all these kids just started surrounding me like crazy. And that was one of the pictures you saw, and then Miss Shannon came in and like took a picture, and there was like 50 kids just surrounding me and hugging me. I almost fell, but you know, great time. And something I learned is that building relationships is so much more important than money. You know, all this money that we raised, we could have easily just donated and give it to them, but we went there and we built relationships, and I feel like that's so important. And like, yeah.
Hi, I'm Andrew Higgins. My favorite moment from the trip was playing soccer with the kids at VBS. They were barefoot, using old balls and goals without nets, but you never know it by the way they smiled and laughed. Their joy was contagious. In that moment, God really opened my eyes, showing me that I don't need like materialistic things to make me truly happy. What matters most is a relationship with Him.
Hi, my name is Zach Ruoff. This was my fifth mission trip. And my favorite part was also when all the guys in my small group went to our leader Darwin's room and he told us his story and prayed over us. And then right after, it was like midnight, and we all went and sprinted around our camp in the pouring rain like 5 times. It was so fun. And then something that God taught me on this trip was that God always has a plan for you and He's always working to bring you closer to Him. Because before this trip, my relationship with Him wasn't great. I had been coasting instead of pursuing Him for a long time, which caused my relationship with Him to move forwards instead of getting better. But on this trip, God used so many different people and experiences to work in me and bring me back to Him.
Oh, my word. I can't believe not one of these Jarvises brought up the scorpion incident. Ask a Belize team lady, any lady, about scorpions, and they will have a story for you. But there's no time for me to steal that thunder from them. Hey, I want to make three thank yous before I hand the mic over to Pastor Nate. And can I ask all of our adult leaders, all of the leaders that went on these mission trips, to please stand up for a moment? For these 109 kids to be able to have these experiences, to have this week, to have these moments with God, it took 29 leaders willing to use their vacation time. If they work for themselves, to essentially give up income for the week, it took countless hours of preparation ahead of time and meetings. And I'm just so incredibly grateful for these kinds of adults who are so willing to be so generous with their time and their resources so that our young people can have these incredible experiences. Because this is 24 hours a day. Because sometimes they're running around at midnight in the rain. Which I found out about as it was happening. Maybe I'm a questionable leader. Hey, another thank you that I want to really highlight is Behind the scenes, Susan Baer, our administrative assistant for the student ministry, she just joined the team this year in staff, and Melissa Stein did so much behind the scenes work. It is a mountain of administrative stuff that I will never know or understand the full magnitude of, that the two of them made happen so that 138 people could have this experience. Could we give a huge thank you for Susan and Melissa? Finally, I just want to say, and I know I say this every year, but I don't want you to think for one moment that it doesn't move me more and more every year. The incredible generosity of this church, the majority of the support that was raised because you guys got letters or you reached out to me and said, hey, are there kids that need help finding supporters? Let me, I want to be one of their supporters. And because of you, because this church gets, man, this week is not just about this week, right? Like, we want to do meaningful service. That's important. But even, you know, North mentioned it, right? Like, more stuff could maybe happen if we just sent the money. More tangible physical tasks could get done. But the spiritual impact on our young people is just invaluable. And over the course of this week, we build connections and relationships and memories, and we see the spiritual fruit from this week over the whole year in our small groups, in our student quests, over our summer programming. Years from now, when they graduate from the student ministry and continue to apply the lessons they learn from these weeks. And so I thank you so much that this is a church that so beyond so many other places is like, we are gonna send our kids on these trips. So thank you so much for all that you do.
I'm gonna need the mic from the back pocket.
And then Pastor Nate.
We have one more thank you. We have the most incredible youth pastor. We do. Matthew's leadership and love for the Lord, but most importantly, his love for our young people, is why we are able to do these mission trips year after year and do them well with excellency. And the heart of God that he displays for each one of us is always just so incredible and helps us see more of God's Father heart. And so we're just so thankful that you are ours another year.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we're going to close things. Before we do, a couple of things. In the back, can you guys put the QR code back on the screen? Put that on the screen. Okay, so you heard Matthew say this, but I know there's a lot going on, so a lot of you maybe were distracted and didn't do this. How many of you, honestly, you're like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'm too distracted. There's so many of you. I know you're lying. That's okay. God will forgive you. Do this now if you haven't. This is critically important. So if you have not done this, please do it. Scan the QR code. We really need to find this information out. It'll help us make important decisions, so we're counting on you. Please do that for the sake of that survey, okay, if you haven't already. We'll leave it on there. The second thing I want you to know, I always take notes on what the kids say up here, what these teens say, because this is part of my praise to the Lord. This is part of my worship time and my devotional time over this next week. So students know that I'm going to be praying for you and what God has done for you, and it impacts me as your pastor. So thank you. Praise God for what he's doing. Can we give God praise one more time? Amen. Why don't we all stand? We're going to stand and close with a word of prayer. Father, we want to thank you for all of these testimonies, the over 100 life-change stories that we are going to hear throughout the course of the day. Lord, all of the things that you did in and through these students this week, and in and through the leaders, and what you did in each of the four places that they went, and the people that they made an impact on, Lord. Would you carry that good work on? Lord, we trust that what they are sowing, Lord, even the thousand things behind the scenes that they might not even see, Lord, that it is reaping a spiritual harvest, Lord. We plant, we water, but it's you, Lord, who makes it grow. So continue to grow in their lives throughout the summer and into their next year, and use their work to make a difference in people's lives for the kingdom of Jesus Christ and the gospel. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.